This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Wow. What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
I'll get it in.
Yeah, I wanted to look it up just to be sure. I was wrong about I thought I knew where the elephant came from. I thought it was something else. The Crimson Tide one was right. In like the early 1900s, Alabama wore all white. They didn't have red. They were the all whites. White helmets, white jerseys, white
no
pants.
Way.
And they were, yeah, shocker. And they were playing Auburn and... It's a steel city down there, so the ground is iron rich. And by the time they got done playing, the white uniforms were completely stained with, and it looked red. And one of the sports writers said they looked like a Crimson Tide.
Ah.
They fought through the mud and the stained jerseys, and they rolled over Auburn. And that guy wrote about it, and it became the Crimson Tide. And the same thing with the elephant. In like the 1930s, a writer was wrote an article about them beating Ole Miss, and he talked about how Alabama was big, strong, tough, physical, and in the article, he put, "Hold your horses, Mississippi, the elephants are coming to stamp you out."
Ooh.
And because of that one article, the next year, everyone at Alabama started like thinking that they're calling them like a pack of elephants, and it stuck.
Okay.
Back then, dude, it was always like one sports writer.
Yeah.
It's like the same thing with like the Civil War, Oregon. There's always one sports writer like the 1930s that had a clever line and everyone was like, yeah.
A cheeky turn of phrase turns into the school moniker all of a sudden.
Yeah.
So we've got lawsuit news. This is a big one.
Oh, yeah. It is a big one because it's not many you get this many big names thrown under the bus.
Fox Sports.
Mm-hmm.
Under the gun. Former hairstylist there. Is accusing multiple people of misconduct, including...
For once, we've got a female at the center of this.
Joy Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Is at the center of this.
And look, all of these are allegations, so let's let it play out. But let's just say there was a lot of... There's been a lot of rumors in the industry about Joy Taylor and how she came to be Joy Taylor. And the lawsuit certainly points out some of those rumors.
Yeah, this woman is claiming that Joy Taylor made racially insensitive comments towards her. She is also accusing Taylor of sleeping with pretty much everyone at Fox Sports.
Yeah.
To advance her career.
In there, we've got Shannon Sharp, Emmanuel Ocho.
Ocho,
excuse me.
Not Colin Cowherd.
Not Colin Cowherd.
Which is good.
Who was nothing but professional.
Yeah, Colin.
We saw.
Tell you what, Colin's looking good.
Boy. And there is a lot of names there. And Colin's name is mentioned like one. And she says that he was a gentleman.
And professional.
And professional. And you know Colin. You know when he saw that lawsuit and Skip Bayless is named and all these guys. He's like, not me, not me, not me. Not me, yes.
Well, but.
He said something on his show today like. And everyone who knows me knows I made positive fortunes in sports media. And it was like, yeah, we know what you're talking about today.
Yeah.
Good
well,
for you.
Well, you know what, though? Knowing him a little bit, he is very aware of that. Like, he's not dumb. He will not. I just, what am I trying to say?
he wouldn't allow himself to get involved in something
right.
like that.
None of that surprises me that he is not named in this, because that dude is, he's buttoned up. Like, he's not,
the two,
he ain't getting involved in that.
The two that come off really, really bad in this, well, they're three. One, Skip Bayless, Charlie Dixon, who was basically the head of programming for Fox Sports, and Joy Taylor.
Yeah, but see, I don't care about Charlie Dixon because I don't know who he is.
No, but apparently,
I want juice on, like, Skip Bayless. What did Skip do?
All right, so Skip apparently is a filthy son of a bitch, according to this,
no
allegedly.
Way.
So, look, apparently, Joy's getting around.
Yeah.
Skip apparently is upset that he was the one that didn't get to, you know, whatever.
He wanted to be with Joy?
I think
And she wouldn't even sleep with him?
Yeah. So this was Joy's, like, personal hairstylist.
Poor little guy.
And so when Joy got the job of working with Skip and Shannon, which according to this, she only got the job because of sleeping with the old white guy that made these decisions, the Dixon guy.
Isn't she still on there? Joy Taylor?
No, she's now on the one with Ocho.
Well, I know, but she's still on Fox Sports.
Yes. Correct, she was on today.
And we'll see how long that lasts. This is going to be problematic for her. So Skip Bayless basically is attempts for the better part of a year and a half to sleep with this hairstylist. he would grab her butt after haircuts. He would press against her.
Is Skip married?
Yeah, so he,
yeah, to his loving wife,
to his
Ernestine.
Loving wife.
Ernestine.
Yeah.
So this is one of the alleged things. So he would give her lingering hugs after each haircut, putting his body against her own, pressing against her breasts. He began to kiss her on the cheeks. Her name is Far. It's
Faraji.
Faraji.
I think it's Nushin Faraji.
Yeah, she's a Muslim woman. Mm-hmm. And it says that she developed issues in an ovary that she, when she told him this, might have been cancerous, and she thought that that would get Skip to go away. No, Skip then offered her $1.5 million, assuming that she would need money for the cancer treatment to have sex with her. When she rejected the offer, he pointed out the fact...
$1.5 million?
$1.5. He's basically like, I can help you with your cancer treatment, and also you can sleep with me, and that'll be something that works for everyone.
Yes. So she rejects the offer and points out that they're both married, to which he responded with...
this might take the cake.
This might take the cake.
What did he say?
So she said, Skip, stop, you have a wife. Mr. Bayless responded with, aren't you Muslim? Doesn't your dad have three or four wives? She then responded that her father was dead, to which Mr. Bayless took taken aback, and she made an excuse to leave.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bye!
Now, Joy Taylor... apart from apparently, allegedly, sleeping with anyone and everyone to get a job, multiple jobs. Her husband, by the way, it talks about in there that her husband, once he found out about that this is what she was doing, he divorced her, which they did get divorced.
Wasn't she married to someone famous?
She was married to former Phoenix Suns head coach Earl Watson.
Yes.
Oh, Earl Watson, that's right.
Yeah.
Former Blazers assistant coach, perhaps?
I believe you're
correct. Or maybe former Blazer Earl Watson?
Yeah. At one point... she alluded to...
She's married now, though.
I don't think Joy Taylor's married.
Oh.
No.
Yeah, I think she's single now.
She's single.
Okay.
So the hairstylist points out to Joy that Dixon, the Charlie Dixon, the FS1 head honcho, is sexually harassing her, at which point Joy Taylor tells her to get over it. Mm. She's the reason... Joy Taylor has a job, and Joy Taylor is the reason why she has a job, because Joy would always request her to be the hairstylist, and pointed out that that Charlie Dixon could get rid of both of them if they made trouble. So she claims she went to Joy Taylor for help, and Joy Taylor told her, get over it. It gets worse. So then she points out to Joy Taylor that she should not be doing this, that she could get in a lot of trouble, that Mr. Dixon is indeed powerful, and you don't want to cross these lines. To which Joy Taylor told her, I'm not worried about it. I'm powerful too. And she claimed that once she was done with Mr. Dixon and could no longer benefit from him, that she was going to then accuse him of forcing himself upon Joy Taylor and get him fired.
Diabolical.
Yes.
Yeah, but as soon as this thing goes south for Joy, she's just going to, you know, play the old... Yeah, play that card.
Wow.
Yeah, because at one point she's sleeping, allegedly, with... the head of programming, the the Dixon guy, and
what's his first name?
Charlie, I believe.
Okay, I gotta look him up.
He looks exactly what you'd think a old rich white guy would look like.
Fox.
So she warned her that it was a bad idea to be sleeping with Emmanuel Acho and Dixon at the same time, and that's when Joy Taylor allegedly said, "Don't worry about it. I'm also now powerful." Once Mr. Dixon was no longer useful to her, she would follow through with her plan to tell the company that he forced himself on her, and she would not allow herself to be forced out by Mr. Dixon like other women talent. Because it also says in the lawsuit that, and it doesn't say who it is, some people are kind of speculating, but another talent was up for renewal. Mr. Dixon went to her and said, "Hey, if you want to stay here, you got to sleep with me." She said no and got the heave-ho. So this, the hairstylist is claiming that it was known that if you wanted to get your own show or you wanted to keep moving up in the world,
there's a certain hoop you can jump
through. There's a certain hoop you can jump through. And when you didn't jump through it, you were gone.
Wait, Charlie Dixon looks like a goober.
Yes. Oh, it also says...
And he's still there?
Yes, I believe he is still there.
For now.
For now. She also said in there that there was another guy, a Bobby Diaz, who was in charge of... He was a studio guy. And that he would sexually harass everybody, and everyone complained against him, but no one would fire him because he supplied all the talent with cocaine.
God, man. This is great.
Remember when that ESPN, those guys have all the fun book came
out? It's like that.
It's like that, but just 20 years later when we all have social media and... Yeah.
Dude, it's bad. Honestly... I think Joy Taylor looks the worst. If these are true, Joy Taylor looks the worst. And if this comes to light and it's true, I don't know how she has a career. I mean, look,
less so the sleeping around, more just the... Well, I don't know. Is it that...
Dude, when you're this big women empowerment sort of gal and it turns out that all you were doing was sleeping your way to the top,
well, again,
and
then that's
you
alleged. Had a plan, that's and then alleged.
You had, and then you had a, and that's what I'm saying, alleged. And they had a plan to throw someone under the bus. But I would also like to point out something here too.
See, I just don't think you should lose your career over someone just alleging that in a lawsuit.
No, you shouldn't.
That needs to be proven.
Exactly, but this is my point. Anytime that, and by the way, absolutely, it should be, when a man gets accused of something, that stains him forever. And people believe all women, right? Why is it when a woman then makes an accusation against another woman, she doesn't get that same sort of benefit of the doubt?
Why would you sleep with Emmanuel Acho?
Because she wanted to be on the, is it Speak Now?
I think, yeah, they shortened it to Speak. Yeah. But,
and by the way, she...
I think it was Speak what? For Yourself.
She got that job. She's on there. So, basically, she's alleging that she slept with Shannon Sharp to get the Undisputed role, that she slept with Dixon to get all the roles, and that he's the one that forced her upon everyone, and then she slept with Acho to get... that. I mean, you just, again, if proven true, you have no more credibility and you're kind of cooked. And some people are pointing out that she was on her show today dressed a little more conservatively than Joy Taylor normally dressed.
Oh, yeah. The girls weren't going out for a spin today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's a juicy... I mean,
that's scandalous.
It is a scandalous lawsuit.
Joy Taylor.
So, this is just one of those where a lot of people would whisper and there were a lot of rumors, but... It's just rumors. People rumor about everybody. And unfortunately, a lot of women get that they slept their way to the top. That's the de facto horse crap. Like, people do this about, like, Mina Kimes is one of the best in the business. And you still see her knuckle dragging idiots all the time. Oh, she probably slept her way to the top. But in this case, if it's true, I don't know how they keep her on. Her reputation would be absolute mud, especially with the telling someone else to get over it, that guy is the reason why we have jobs. And the damning one is the, I'll just throw him under the bus and accuse him of rape. If that can be corroborated.
That's the worst part.
Wow.
Now, what's interesting is you and I have worked in sports media for quite some time.
Yes.
And we know this, we know this happens. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yes.
It does happen. But you're right about the Mina Kimes of the world. And there's a lot of great women sports broadcasters
Amazing.
That certainly do not sleep with people just to get... I mean, they're just talented. They're good, and they're professional, right?
Yep.
But all along, you know that there are people like Joy Taylor, if this is true.
And there's people like Charlie Dixon that will take advantage of.
Well, Charlie Dixon, I feel like, is a dime a dozen.
Sure.
I feel like that's every executive ever. I mean, seriously. Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunately, it's sad, but that's true. It's the power thing.
Yeah.
But the women in broadcasting, sports broadcasting, it's a very interesting one because I think a lot of them have to fight that battle. Mm-hmm. Of you're just in this business because you slept with someone or you're hot.
Yes.
And that's got to be a tough thing. But I've always kind of wondered, no, and I always give the benefit of the doubt, right? It's like, oh, wow, she's really good.
Yep.
But you just wonder which ones are the ones, because you know they're there.
Mm-hmm.
Which ones are the ones that truly are sleeping their way to the top? Because
well,
you know they're there.
According to
and
this
now lawsuit. We finally know, possibly, that one of them is Joy Taylor. And you've mentioned credibility. Can I ask a question about Fox Sports? Is anybody credible on there?
It's getting rough.
There's not much credibility to be had.
They lead the world in sports hot takes.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know, it's just, it's entertainment. It's
but,
less... It's not journalism.
If this ends up being true or they buy their way out of this, I think this is going to be really hard for Charlie Dixon and really hard for Joy Taylor. And it makes Skip Bayless look like an absolute creep.
And he's not even there anymore, right? Or is he still on there?
I think he is.
I think he's still there.
Yeah.
What's he do? I thought his show got canceled.
Doesn't he do, isn't it like Skip and Shannon or something like that?
No.
They
broke up?
Yeah.
I thought he was still there, but I could be wrong.
I want to say that dude retired.
Right now he's explaining to his wife. I swear, honey.
To his wife, Gladys. Or what was her name?
Ernestine. That's her actual name.
I didn't do it.
Oh, man.
I didn't do it. You know, my favorite part is just Colin sitting above it all. He just like slides that over to his
Amen.
Wife and be like, hey, there you go.
That dude's all business.
Yes. Smart, 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 smart.
Yep. All right. Oh, yeah. I said Bayless.
Married Ernestine Sclafani in 2016.
He left Undisputed.
And by the way, she's pretty hot.
No, it doesn't. He said he left Undisputed and Fox Sports last year, 2024. So as of right now,
He's out.
I think he's out.
He's still under contract.
Okay. So
they must have just paid him a bunch of money to
walk away. Maybe Skip just goes away now.
How old is that guy?
I think he's in his 70s.
Is he really that old?
Yeah. He's in great shape. Yeah, he's 73.
Whoa. Call it a day, Skip.
Yeah.
Well, he kind of did.
Well, he might at this point. So.
Where are we going?
I think to break.
You guys want some sports?
Sports? Yeah, all I right. want to hear about our Bobcats or Bison.
Yeah, 28-25. Good little ball game coming down to the wire for all the marbles.
What?
FCS championship. Okay, I have one more story for you. Should this plane have turned around? Here's Buck.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.